Terry Volbrecht is serving a life sentence for the 1987 murder of Angela Hackel. Charles Fox is a criminal investigator for the Public Defender's Office who testified at Volbrecht's original trial. Yesterday, under questioning by Innocence Project co-director Keith Findlay, Fox said he didn't follow up on several leads in 1989 because Volbrecht's original attorney had told him not to. Findlay says new evidence about those leads implicating former Sauk Prairie police officer Tom Pershey need to be brought before a new jury.
There's considerable new evidence that was never heard by a jury before, suggesting that someone else might have committed this crime. What we want to do is allow this judge to hear all of the evidence relevant to that inquiry so he can make the most fully informed decision possible.
But prosecutors for the Attorney General's office are trying to limit how much of that evidence Findlay can use to convince the judge a new trial is necessary. Attorney Gary Freiberg spent yesterday's hearing using rules of evidence to object to most of what Findlay was trying to get witnesses to testify about.
I believe that Mr. Volbrecht had a full and fair trial 20-some years ago. 20 years later, if you want to talk about what witnesses thought they saw or should have seen, it gets very complicated. The rules of evidence are designed so that the truth is presented.
Innocence Project attorneys will question more witnesses today, but the judge in the case has already said he will only allow testimony about a very narrow set of questions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.